I was seventh in my class of 250 some odd, and I got down to Rice and I was in the bottom quarter.
Oh, really?
And I lost my 2S deferment, and Korea was really heating up at that time. So I got reclassified 1A after my first year because I wasn't as smart as those. Everyone down there was a valedictorian from some high school, you know. Yeah. And so I joined the ROTC in my second year to stay deferred so I could finish school. Mm-hmm. So, and I managed to dodge Korea.
Lucky.
Draft dodger. Only for different reasons than some of the others.
Well, I had a professor in college that tried to dodge the draft by going to college, but he partied too much, and he ended up going to Vietnam, and he actually did two tours in Vietnam.
Two?
He ended up liking it.
So. Well, he must have liked the Army. Actually, in a way, I liked the Army, but it didn't have any future for me. Yeah. My time in there was pretty good. The story I was going to mention before we start this, I really believe that life kind of deals things out for you. You don't make your own choices, really. I went into the Army with a classmate, also from Rice, an architectural student. Mm-hmm. And when we got through with basic school in Virginia, they sent me to Louisiana, and they sent him to town in the Bavarian Alps, which was a R&R station for the guys to get for their 2 weeks off or something.
Yeah.
And then he re-upped so he could stay over there to watch the Winter Olympics in 1960, and then he got reassigned to Presidio, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got a leave of absence to go to University of California for a master's degree, and then he was sent to Buenos Aires in Argentina. Now, when you get duty like that, you're going to stay in the service.
That's exciting duty, yeah.
he wound up with a tour in Korea and one in Vietnam and maybe something out in the wilderness in Oklahoma, but we're the same age. He's a retired colonel and still working in engineering down in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out in my 2 years' time, but I practice architecture all my life on my own name, so I haven't had to work for anybody for years.
Yeah.
And so I think had I been in his shoes on that military assignment, I would be where he is today.
Mm-hmm. You just never know.
That's right. You take what comes along.
That's great. That's a great story. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me a little bit about your mother and father's education?
Both college graduates. My mother has a Bachelor of Arts in whatever at Sam Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be Sam Houston State Teachers College at Sam Houston University. Her dad was a chemistry professor there, my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad graduated there. He started at Texas A&M and for 3 years and then transferred over to Sam Houston and finished there in Huntsville, Texas. And I guess he started in Texas A&M in animal husbandry. That's what you did back in those days.
Yeah.
In the 1920s, but he has his degree is in accounting, and so that's what he did all his life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I guess my mother, I really never ask her, and she's too old to ask now. She won't live very much longer. Mm-hmm. She's almost 93.
Yeah.
And I suppose whatever a young lady went to college for 4 years. Education, sure, that's what she studied because she taught school.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
So her degree would be in education.
That sounds about right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I always said that you know how generations improve. I always thought that their parents didn't go to school, although I knew her dad was a graduate of Vanderbilt because he was a college professor. And I just found out a few years ago that my dad's father was a graduate of Cornell.
Huh.
And I always thought they were just dirt farmers down there in East Texas, you know, and I thought my dad was the first to go to school. But apparently his grandfather, his dad had enough money to send him to Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
So that's a